Shalom Aleichem, Sviyas friends. This year should be a special for my Mursa Shiyuchiyu. So it's Chayo Chevit Fege, Basman Abi Spasi, Vimir and Gloria. And Rus Victoria Bastila Wavida. And Schus Vavim Yosef Ben Chana, Rav Yitzchak Ben Bracha, Moshe Ben Rezel. This is based in Torah, Marm Rosh Hashiva, Futmizet Sal. Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, Baruch Shanasim Torah Lam Yisrael. So we have the Me'ein Birchas HaTorah Mechudeshes, this new type of Birchas HaTorah, in addition to the regular Birchas HaTorah Be'emes. It must be that there's a special Nusach of Birchas HaTorah, because it's a big Chiddush that we find in the Haggadah. Baruch Shanasim Torah, in the Haggadah, is a Hakdama to Keneged Arba Abonim, Divra Torah, and one of them is the Rosha. The Rasha is Moitzius Atzmim in Aklav. The Rasha excludes himself from the community. Now, B'dinei Talmud Torah, there are very sharp things said about somebody who teaches Torah to a student who is not a proper student. And from the fact that the Gemara equates somebody who teaches Torah to such a student to somebody who throws a stone at a Avodah Zarah, we see from here that there is no Torah that is actually being taught, because you can't compare the Heftz of Torah to throwing a stone at a Avodah Zarah. In other words, teaching Torah to an improper student is like doing a form of a Avodah Zarah. So you can't say there's a Heftz of Torah here, because obviously Torah can't be a Avodah Zarah. And who is more Eino Hagun? Who is more not appropriate, not a good student, than the child who's been motzias atzmo min haklal? And therefore the question is, what is the yisod to be matir, a discussion with this child, and start giving him questions and answers? Even if it's b'tzura shel hakei es shina, but he's a talmud she'eino hagun. So we have to know that the gula of Mitzrayim comes derech yad chazaka, and it doesn't pay attention to the merits of those being redeemed. Adarab, despite the kitshrugim and cheshbonis of halalu of the Avodah Zarah, halalu of the Avodah Zarah, nevertheless, we were redeemed. And if we come to ask, what measure of le'ezom nida kvua shel hanaga mishtayechet hanagat yad chazaka, ve'anu onim sheshma shel nida hi Kel emunah ve'en aved. Ve'agdarata shel amida hazo hi lo ketfisa regila she'anachnu ma'aminim ba'kadosh baruch hu, el she'lefi shem chazal yotze lanu she'yesh kan te'ur shel midato shel ha'kadosh baruch hu, he'emin be'olam uvra'a. So if we're going to ask, what set mida of the hanhaga relates to the anhaga of Yad Chazaka, so we can answer, that's the midah of Kel Emunah Ve'ein Avel. And the definition of this midah is not like we normally understand, that we believe in Hashem, but rather, according to Chazal, we have a description of the midah of Hashem, that He believed in the world, Kel Emunah, He believed in the world and created it. In other words, the very content of the Midah of Emunah is confidence in others. And through this, we find that the other one is faithful, Kel Emunah. God puts confidence, Hamin Ba'olam. God has confidence in the world, and He created it, so we have to validate God's confidence. And the Midah Keneged Midah of our emunah, of our confidence in Hashem, is kel emunah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol is ma'amin ba'olam. And this midah is mechayev that even though shelisha'a ein atov sheba'olam mitgale lehedya, even though temporarily the good in the world is not explicitly revealed, nevertheless, somechu aleha u ma'amin she'atid litgalot, person still. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Relies on the fact that the good of the world is going to be revealed, and that the good is inherent in the world. And here comes the pool of Yad Chazaka. According to the superficial perspective, there is no schus for the geula. The adarav yesh kan, halalo of the avodah zara, the halalo of the avodah zara. Why are we better than them? We are also of the Avodah Zarah. And here works the Kel Emunah. If the good is not recognizable now, in the end the merits are going to be revealed and it's going to be good. And this tshuva for the Ketrugim, that it's going to be good, even if it's not visible now, is the mitzvah of Biyat Chazaka. That's Doicha the Mekatrugim. So we have this mitzvah of Yad Chazaka, that God is a strong hand, which means he redeems us, even though on the surface we're not really worthy. But still, Kadosh Baruch Hu has faith in us, he has trust in us, he has confidence in us, and therefore he redeems us. In order to emphasize this nekuda, and that's the Yad HaChazaka, that's God's strong hand, that even though we're not worthy, nevertheless, Hashem still redeems us. And in order to emphasize this nekuda, and to show the character of kitruk, of prosecution, that is part of the Madrega of Geulas Mitzrayim, we had to put the question of the Ben HaRasha in the Seder of the She'elas HaBanim, because the She'ela of the Rasha is exactly what represents the power of the Kitruk. So, right, he says, Ma Avoida Zeis Lachem, what are you doing this Avoda for? What, in other words, how are you worthy of this avodah? You're not shach. You don't deserve to be redeemed. So we answer him al mishkal hake yashina. In other words, bechinas yad chazaka. We're doicha the kitrug. We're doicha the kitrug. He's also mekatrug. He also says, "What are you doing? What's this all about?" So he has a koyach of kitrug. He doesn't believe in the whole thing. So we're Hakei Hashinah, which is like Yad Chazak. In other words, just like a Kaddish Baruch Hu overcame the Kitruk and took us out anyway because he believed in us. So we also overcome the Kitruk and we do the Hakei Hashinah. We blunt his teeth. But this thing, in other words, the Mitzias of Mekatrigim on the Geula, is an explanation of the Darga of the Geula. Shedafka Mishum Sha Geula. Yibederach Yad Chazaka. Dafka Mishum Kach Noladim Kitrukim. Because the Geula was in a derech of Yad Chazaka, that's why they're ketrugim. Because if we were deserving, then they wouldn't be ketrugim. But since they are ketrugim, since there's a prosecution against us that we don't deserve to be redeemed, and we redeemed the Yad Chazaka, so that itself is molad ketrugim. We didn't deserve it. And we were redeemed anyway. So in other words, that the geula is overcoming the ketrugim. And we don't really listen. It was, yeah, they're ketrugim, but we knock down the ketrugim. And that's the geula of Yad HaChazaka. So that's the bedafka, that the son of Russia should be in the Seder of Sikri Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because he's Mekatreg, and he sees the geula, and he says, what's going on over here? Alalu ba'alalu. You were taken out b'yad ha'chazaka. You didn't deserve to be redeemed. You don't deserve this whole avodah. So, we do the yad ha'chazaka on him also. But that's moile the kitruk. This yad ha'chazaka is doiche kitrugim meikara, but the mitzius of mekatrugim in the geula is a taich on the darg of the geula. Because the geula was the darg of yad ha'chazaka, because of that, they're ketrugim, that we don't deserve it. So that's why it was a ketrugim that we shouldn't go out, so we're doicha that b'yad chazaka. And now the Ben HaRosh is mekatre, we're doicha that b'yad chazaka. And that's why we have a special birchas haTorah as a hakdama to Keneged Arba Banim Dibur Torah. We have a special Birchas HaTorah as a preface to Keneged Arba Banim Divrei Torah. So it's true that discussing Torah with the Rasha is Bevchinas Zorek Evin Lamarkulis, but here the Dion is a Taichin Divrei Torah. The very fact that we're talking is a Taichin Divrei Torah, and it's explaining to Biul in Yetzias Mitzrayim that we had to be taken out Biyad Chazak because there's a Kitruk. So this whole give and take with the Ben HaRasha is an explanation of Torah. And therefore we need a special Geder of Achnasis Ben HaRasha L'toch HaSeder. So we have a special Birchus of Zetudin, it's a regular Birchus Torah for regular Torah. And then you have this special Torah with the Ben HaRasha, normally you wouldn't talk to him, but here the whole discussion is a Biur in the Dag of the Gula of Biyad Chazaka, and the Mela, he's included in the discussion, but if he gets his own special Birchas HaTorah, it's a very deep biur in the Ben HaRasha. Wow, incredible. What's pshat in Yetzias Mitzrayim? It says Lo Yechratz Kelev Lashona, that no dog barked. And the answer is that the Klovim are characterized by Chazal as Bali Chutzpah. In the concept of the world, we understand that the Chutzpah of the dogs is that they bark and they bite. And Chazal said, don't raise an evil dog in your house. It can cause blood, it can cause a woman to miscarry. However, that's only in the Musagim of the world. By us, their Chutzpah is that they are close to man. And they consider themselves, as they say in America, man's best friend. That's the chutzpah of the dog. Man's best friend. Who are you? You're a dog. Man's best friend. That's the chutzpah. No other animal feels as hamish with human beings as dogs. In a world that doesn't see the uniqueness of man, doesn't appreciate the chutzpah that is encapsulated in the relationship of dog to man. And the prevention of the barking of the dogs on the day of Metzius Mitzrayim is based on the recognition Shebeoto Rega, that at that time the holy man of Knesset Yisrael was born. Lo yumam tzim lehitamot elav kekof b'fnei Adam. And we're not going to try to be similar to him like a monkey before man. When man appears in all of his glory, Mela, there's not going to be any benefit, any attempt to be similar to him. That's what it means. Lo yechratz kelev l'shayna. Yechratz kelev l'shayna means that the dogs aren't going to bark and try to show that they're friends with man, that they're like man. No, no, no. Tonight they realize man in all of his glory has appeared, and now the dog understands that they really have no shaychus. Man is much, much higher. There's another explanation given that word in the Sefer Michtav Sefer in the first volume from Gaon of Shimon Sefer. So he says the pshat is that they steal the Afikomen. Pshat when you steal the Afikomen is because it says you shouldn't live in a city without dogs, because if you live in a city without dogs, there are going to be a lot of ganavim. This is in Pesachim Kuf Yud Gimel. So tonight we're showing dogs don't bark. So we steal the Afikomen because the dogs protect from thieves. But here there are no dogs in the middle. We steal the Afikomen to show that the dogs didn't bark on this night. The dogs not only pretend Geneva, to prevent Geneva, but here they're not preventing it. So it must mean there are no barking dogs. So from here, Mori V'Rabbi, the Talmud Rebbe Shlita, to learn that. Sometimes at the Seder you have barking dogs, you have angry people. People are exhausted either from all the cleaning or from the long trip, coming to wherever a vacation spot they are. And sometimes you have angry people at the Seder. So we have to prevent our own barking dogs. We have to be able to control ourselves and just show the kids love and warmth and smile. smiles. And just to conclude, there's a Kabbalah from the telling the Rebbe's grandfather. He used to say it every year that he got from his father, the Rebbe Mordechai of Tolna, got from his father-in-law, Rebbe Shlomo Zalmina Meirashkov, got from his father-in-law, Rebbe Avraham Yeshua Heschel in Mezhbush, got it from his father and his father from his father till the Oy Yisrael Me'apta. And on Leil Seder, when we read V'nitzak al Hashem Elokei Avoseinu V'yishma Hashem Eskolenu V'yaretz Inyenu V'samaleinu V'eslachatzeinu, it's a shas ratzon to cry out for whatever we want. So we should take advantage of that, and we should see Yeshua's Gedolus Bakol, and it's a shame we will continue with these shiurim v'nader. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.